We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Let's talk about the answers that Notre Dame has found on defense. And I think this one, some of these are going to be obvious. Look, I'm not listing amongst the four, I'm not listing Xavier Watts. We already know that, right? We already know that Benjamin Morrison, when healthy, is a star. We already know those things. But on top of that, what are answers that we found? And one of the answers we found is a defensive tackle. And the reason I'm talking about defensive tackle, but I'm not talking about Xavier Watts and I'm not talking about Benjamin Morrison, is because it's not just about the starters. Honestly, we haven't seen a lot from Riley Leonard and Howard Cross this spring. They haven't practiced as much. Notre Dame's been kind of being smartly kind of focused on, let's make sure we're not putting too much, you know, tread on their tires, because we already know who they are. The question was going to be, with those two guys not getting a full boatload of reps this spring, and also with Gabriel Rubio gone, who was, when Gabriel Rubio was on the field last year, he was a very good player for Notre Dame. The question is, you know, where's he going to be? We don't know. He's not with the team right now. Well, what happens after that? And we've seen some really good depth emerge this spring. And so I think that's a good place to be, because you now have two really good players and you've got two guys that can give you one of the two or three best tackle tandems of COD football in Riley Mills and Howard Cross. But what you also saw this spring was the emergence of Jason Onye took another step towards being a really productive football player. We saw that from him. And when you talk about the other position with Donovan Heinisch, that was a really big revelation. Donovan's had a very good spring. I've heard great things about him. And then we went out in the spring in the scrimmage this past Saturday, and Donovan was making a lot of plays. And then also what we saw this Saturday was Sean Savignano playing really well and playing effectively. So you've now got a 330-pound kid that can go out there and give you some action up the middle. That's an important thing, because no matter what Notre Dame has at corner or edge or linebacker or safety, if they're not really good up the middle, then you're in trouble. That means you need to play your starters a lot because they're very good, which you don't ideally want to do. You also don't want to be in a situation where you have to wear them down, or if they get injured, you're like, okay, what are we going to do now? If you can get Gabriel Rubio back, that helps solidify things. But now that we've seen the growth I've seen this spring from Jason Onye and Donovan Heinisch, to me, give you a great position to be in, and say, boy, you feel like you've got if Rubio comes back, you got five guys right now that you feel really good about going to battle with up the middle, and I feel really good about that for the 2024 season. You feel really good about their emergence.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Do I have some questions about defensive tackle past 2024? Yes, I do. But for 2024, with Mills, with Cross, with Rubio, with Onye, with Heinisch, at the bare minimum, and then Sevilano as a guy that could maybe come in and give you some beef, you feel like there's a good foundation to build around for this season, and you feel like you're going to be very strong up the middle. And if Sevilano can step into the lineup and give you some goal line snaps, some short yardage snaps, some, you know, a guy that you can maybe bring in for 10, 12 snaps against teams that are really, you know, more heavy running the football between the tackles, that means you not only have the same depth chart as last year, but you've now added a beefy player there that can give you something that you didn't really have in last year's defensive line. So I expected it to be the case. I'll be honest. This this answer isn't something that I'm surprised by. It's not something that you're like, whew, okay, I was worried about that. But it was still a question that has now been answered. But I don't know about all of you, but I assumed it was going to get answered the way that it did. And I'm happy that it got answered the way that it did. There's some other answers that the Notre Dame defense has found this spring. And this is one of those positions, kind of like receiver, where it's going to be part of the answers and questions section. But cornerback, we already know who Benjamin Morrison is. There's a lot of thought that Christian Gray and Jaden Mickey could be really good. And we saw them in situations last year, but would they be able to take that step up and really raise their level of play? And they absolutely did. Christian Gray was outstanding all spring. He was outstanding in the practices we saw. He was outstanding in the scrimmage on Saturday. Everybody that I've talked to raves about Christian Gray, including some very hyperbolic comments that were made to me, and I won't even say what they are. And I think they're a little bit hyperbolic, but if they're not, then this cornerback room is going to be ridiculous next season. And so we've talked a lot about Christian Gray, and, you know, why does a guy like him emerging matter? Well, Christian Gray is a guy that gives you elite cover potential. He's long. He's 6 feet tall. He's got very long arms. He's fast. He's a smart football player. He's a willing tackler. But he's got, I mean, at the end of the day, what do you really need at corner in this day and age? It's great to be smart. It's great to be instinctive. It's great to be, you know, willing tackler. It's great to be long. All those things are great. But what does the end result have to be? Can you cover? Can you cover at an elite level? And Christian Gray gives them a potential high-level, top 10 national caliber cornerback in there. And so you're in a situation where you've got a kid in Christian Gray that hold on a second. You're in a situation with Christian Gray where if he's playing opposite Benjamin Morrison, you're elite. But you're also in a situation where if for some reason Benjamin is banged up, Benjamin needs a minute, some snaps off, Benjamin can't start the season because he's coming back from the shoulder injury. I mean, all these things that could potentially happen that maybe we didn't think about because Benjamin's been relatively healthy in his career. You have a kid in Christian Gray who can slide right into that position and maintain a very high level of play. And there aren't a lot of teams that you could look at and say, man, I hope we don't lose Benjamin Morrison. But if we do, we're going to be in a situation looking at it from the Notre Dame coach's standpoint, the team standpoint. But if we do lose that guy, we got a chance to still be really good because of Christian Gray. Christian has shown himself to be that for this Notre Dame football team this spring. And I'm not surprised by it. I don't think most of you are surprised by it. But we still needed to see it, and he's done that. He gets a lot of the oxygen in the room, but Jaden Mickey's a guy that doesn't get as much oxygen because he's a different type of player. It's not as sexy, but this is a kid that just makes plays. I mean, we saw it in the scrimmage on Saturday. You know, you're watching Christian Gray. Christian Gray made one play in the spring game, broke up a pass. Why did he only make one play? Because they just don't throw at him because of the way that he plays. Where Jaden's a guy that, you know, playing that field position, he's just naturally going to get tested more. He's not Benjamin Morrison. He's not Christian Gray in a lot of ways. So as a defense or offense, you're going to look at him and say, let's go at number seven. And he just continues to make people pay for that. I mean, he just does. We saw in the scrimmage, you know, the defense is going on their heels a little bit. Offense starts to throw in five. You hit a little pass over the middle of the field. Jaden Greathouse catches it, gets upfield for 30 yards. Next play, Jaden catches the ball for about 20 more yards. You're now in field goal range. And Jaden baits the quarterback into a field hitch throw, and he steps in front of it. And all of a sudden, with the offense on the verge of getting points, you're going the other way with a pick six. That's just kind of what he does. You know, I mean, it's just what he does. He's that kind of player. And he just continues to make plays. He's strong. He's a very, very high caliber edge, like perimeter run defender and perimeter screen defender because he's so strong. He's aggressive. He's got very good downhill speed. Like Jaden Mickey, to me, has even better speed going downhill than he does opening and running. Like he's not a great open up and run all day guy. He's just not. What he is a downhill, like he's a lot more like Julian Love than he is Benjamin Morrison and how he plays. It's not that he can't do those other things. It's just this is where his strengths are. And he's really developed and pushed in that regard. And that's something that that I like to see. That's what I like to see. And so the two of them stepping up is in a situation where, man, I do not want to have to go at all this season without Benjamin Morrison if I'm Notre Dame. I don't want to have any period of play where Benjamin's not there. But you're in a situation where you've got one of the best cornerback coaches in the country. But if you're in a situation where you've got to go into a game with Christian Gray in the boundary and Jade Mickey to the field, you're going to still feel like we've got a really good cornerback room. That's an answer. That's a huge answer for Notre Dame, in my opinion. Was the potential there? Yeah, the potential was there, but could they actually step up and do it? Could they perform to that way? Could they answer the bell all spring? And I believe that they have. In the practice we've seen both of those guys play very well. But I've also heard it. And when you talk to sources, they rave about Christian Gray, but everybody that I talk to is always quick. Don't forget about Jade Mickey now. Like, I know you're asking about Christian Gray, and he's a dude, he's that guy, but don't forget about Jade Mickey. That kid's having a great spring as well. So you really like to see that because there's going to be times this year when those two kids are on the field together. It just is. And can you maintain a high level of play? Yeah. It's going to be fun to watch that group develop.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Some other answers that we found this spring. And this is an answer that I don't know the degree to which it has been answered yet, but I do feel it's an answer, and that is the play of Adon Shuler. I'm very happy with what I've seen from Adon this spring, and I've raved about him after multiple practices. He's a guy, to me, that is so important to this defense. Even if we get to the spring, you've got Xavier Watts as your All-American safety. You already know what he is. He's not an answer this spring. He is a known. There was no question that needed answered about Xavier Watts other than, is he going to be on the team? That's answered. He's that dude. You already know that. The question, however, is what's beside him? Okay, Rod Hurd's coming over from Northwestern. Great. Rod Hurd had 80-plus tackles last year in the nickel position. He's a guy that seems to fit that position really well. I like what I've seen from Rod on film. He's a guy that could very well be starting opposite Xavier Watts this year. But is that it? You got to win 16 games. You've got to play 16 games to win a championship. Two safeties all year is not going to help you. If those two guys are your starters, well, what about when they come off the field? You're going to have to rotate at some point in time. What if one of those guys gets injured? Well, you're in trouble if the other safeties don't step up. And when you look at the play of Adon Shuler, we talked about it day one. You're like, man, this kid is running around really well. And then you see him with the pads on, and he's coming downhill, and he's making plays. He's covering well. He's getting to the football. And he had that moment on Saturday where he got run over, and you're like, well, okay, you have to learn from that, lesson learned. But that was a minority type of play for Adon. And actually, when we did the post-game breakdown, I thought it was Jalen Snead that picked off that last pass. Because the way the guy was buzzing out, I thought it was just a guy coming from the second level. It's actually Don had come downhill and then worked out and stepped in front of Steve. And it was an even more impressive play when you realized it was the safety that came downhill to make that play. And so it was actually a Don that picked that pass off at the end of the game to end the scrimmage. And it's just something, like I said, we've seen from him all spring. He's had a great spring. Is the Don going to be the starter opposite Xavier Watts? I have no idea, but it doesn't matter. He's going to play a lot. I have a buddy of mine who keeps talking to me. You think a Don's going to start this year? I'm like, I have no idea. I haven't seen Rod Hurd take a single snap in a Notre Dame uniform. But here's what I know. I don't care. I don't care if a Don's the starter or not the starter. The fact is a Don's going to play a lot this year, and Notre Dame needs him to continue what he did this spring. And I'll state this. If Rod Hurd can play the safety position at Notre Dame in 2024 the way he played the nickel position in 2023, and if a Don Shuler can do in the fall what he did this spring, just maybe, you know, clean up a couple assignment type of things, just more knowledge of the system, they're going to be better at safety in 2024 than they were in 2023. And potentially much greater, because what Adon showed this spring, he doesn't have the experience that DJ Brown had. And DJ was just kind of always in the right spots, what you loved about watching DJ play. But DJ wasn't a thumper and he wasn't real fast. And Adon, I think he ran about a 4.6 something, 4.7-ish at his pro day. What Adon brings is similar football IQ, similar willingness to mix it up as DJ, because DJ was more than willing to mix it up, but an even stronger and a more athletic package. And then when you talk about Rod Hurd versus Ramon Henderson, it's not even close. It's not even close. Or if you're talking about Rod Hurd versus DJ Brown, similar conversation. Rod was a better player last year than DJ was. As far as impact and production, he's a better athlete than DJ was. What you're losing with DJ is character and a great football mind. That's gone, but these guys bring more athleticism. But the comparison between those guys and Ramon Henderson's not even close. It's not even close. I wouldn't push back on someone who'd say, hey, look, you know, DJ was a better player than you give him credit for. And you know, if these guys are as good as him, that'd be nice. Okay, fine. Agree to disagree. I think DJ was a good player for Notre Dame, but I think these guys can be better. I'm saying if you wanted to push back on that they're going to be as good as DJ, but not better, so okay. I agree to disagree. Respect it. DJ did some really good things. I just think these guys can be better, but I'm not going to argue with you about it. What's not arguable, in my opinion, is that these two guys have a chance to be a lot better than Ramon Henderson, which makes the trio of those guys even better, because you can live with just three safeties because, you know, Xavier can play both. Adon can play a little bit of both. Rod Hurd can play both, because Rod can certainly play the boundary, which is very similar to what he did at Northwestern from a responsibility standpoint. But at Northwestern, he was a field player as the rover. Well, I think the transition to playing field safety won't be a challenge at all for him. So I think he's another guy that could play both. And so you have some interchangeableness. And then we'll talk about how the safety position is still a little bit of a question mark as we get to it. But you've definitely found at least where you're going to go into 2023 at corner and safety and say, I feel very good about three corners and very good about three safeties going into the season. And I'm not talking about like Jordan Clark and Nickel, and that's a different entity. And he did some nice things this spring as well, but I just didn't get to see as much of him than I did the other guys. So I'm still kind of in a wait and see mode on Jordan Clark, just because I need to see more. Not more meaning like he needs to play better. I just literally, from a volume standpoint, need to see more. I didn't get a chance to see a lot from him this spring. But at the corner and safety position, I feel like there's a very strong three-man group at both spots. And that's definitely an answer for Notre Dame coming out of the spring. Last one for me is, again, there's several positions that are answers and questions all at once. And another one of those positions is linebacker. I think linebacker is a question and an answer. And the answer this spring was, okay, we think there's a lot of talent there. We think these guys can play. There's certainly a lot of highly ranked guys. Drake Bowen was a top 50 recruit from Rivals, top 100 by Irish Breakdown. Jaden Osbury is a consensus four-star guy, top 50 guy by Irish Breakdown. Jalen Steed was a Rivals five-star, top 50 guy by Irish Breakdown. Preston Zenner was a four-star kid on our board. Kingston Villiamaasa was a top 50 player on the Irish Breakdown board. You look at it and you're like, man, there's a lot of potential there. And in some ways, the position group is still about potential. But what we saw this spring is that it's not just potential from a theory standpoint. We saw it. We saw it with our own eyes. We saw Drake Bowen has the size, speed, instincts, and feel and command to be a great player at Notre Dame. He's not there yet, but you feel so much better about where that position is post JD Bertrand after seeing Drake this spring. You look at Jalen Snead and you're like, can the light go on? Well, from what we've seen this spring, it appears the light has gone on a little bit, not just what he did in the scrimmage, but just different things that we're hearing, what we've seen in practice. There's a level of consistency to him. He can play Rover. He can play Will. He can rush off the edge. There's a lot more you can do with him. And he's the big thing for Jalen. There was never a question about, is he athletic? Is he talented? We always knew that that question was answered the day he showed up at Notre Dame as a true freshman. The question was, does he have the football feel to play the game at a high level? Does he understand concepts? Does he have instincts? And not every kid has that. You know, the other part of it was, you know, can he physically hold up at the point of attack? There's still some work to be done there. But the final piece, and this was the biggest concern that the people around the program have had for Jalen since he got to Notre Dame, was, can you trust him? Can you trust him to do the right things on and off the field? And that was a major question about Jalen Snead coming into the spring. And while that question still needs to be shown on a more full-time basis, the answers coming out of the spring are, yeah, you can. He's earned trust as a football player this spring. That's huge. That's absolutely huge. But then in the same breath that everybody I talk to about Jalen Snead, in the same breath they start talking about Jaden Ausbury and what he's brought to the table. Fast, powerful, explosive. You know, when you talk about this linebacker room, just the overall speed is just tremendously jumped. And so he's another guy, can play Rover, he can play Will. There's a lot to like about him. And then, of course, Kingston Villamasa has been everything. He's been everything he was advertised to be. Smart, physical, athletic, just the total package. If he needs to start for you right now, he can start for you. There's a time on Saturday where Notre Dame lined up, and I'm pretty confident this was how it was. I believe it was Drake at Mike and Kingston at Will, I believe. And then you had Jaden Ausbury at Rover, and you're just like, that's going to be the linebacker room at some point in time. Like, and it may not be that far down the road. And and I haven't talked about Jack Kaiser, because Jack Kaiser is a six-year senior. He is what he is. You know who he is. You know there's trust there. There's confidence there. He's been a guy that's made a lot of plays in Notre Dame the last 3 years. That's not a question that needed answered. The question was, but what else will they have? And that, and I've seen a lot of it. And we got to the scrimmage on Saturday, and Kahanu Kia was a missed tackle in the backfield away from making arguably the biggest play of any linebacker in the scrimmage. I mean, he read an inside run, and he exploded downhill, and he was ready to just smash the running back. This guy made a little quick move on and made a miss. But you're like, dude, that burst downhill, clean up the tackle. You got to make that play there, right? This is a kid who hasn't played football in 2 years because he's been on a mission. And you saw that instincts, that athleticism, the get downhill in a hurry. And he was so mad at himself when he missed the tackle too. And you kind of like that. And so I'm in a situation where I look at this running back linebacker room and they say, well, who do you prefer there? Jalen Snead or Jaden Ausbury? And I'm like, yes. Who do you prefer at Will? Do you like Jack Kaiser, Kingston Villamasa, Jaden Ausbury, Jalen Snead? Mm-hmm. Yep. Who do you like at Mike? Is it Drake? Is it Kingston? Is it? Could you maybe see Jack Kaiser there? And you're like, uh-huh, yep, uh-huh. There's just such great depth at the position. And the athleticism is there to where you feel like, I don't know what the linebacker room is going to look like when they have to like kind of zero in on a rotation. I don't know who the starters are going to be. I don't know what the percentage of snaps are going to be. But here's what I know. The talent at linebacker is legit. The athleticism at linebacker that we hoped we would see is legit. And I'm telling you guys right now, in past years, 3, 4, 5, I mean, within the last 5 years, there were a lot of teams that if Preston Zinter was your young guy to watch, you'd be kind of excited about what he can do based on what we've seen. And we almost never talk about him. Why? That's how loaded this room is right now. Where a guy like Preston Zinner can impress me. He's impressed me all spring. and be like, yeah, but he's just not as good as those other guys, to the point where I'm like, I don't love the Viper position. If I'm and I don't love the depth at tight end, if I'm Mike Denbrock or I'm Al Washington, I'm walking into Al Golden, Max Bulla's office being like, hey, guys, what are your plans at number 25? Because we'd love to have him. I mean, that's what I've seen from Preston Zenner, and he's the guy that just right now, to me, just isn't going to be able to compete for playing time in 2024. Down the road, certainly, but that's how loaded they are, and it's really fun to watch. It is just long, athletic, just productive, stronger than you'd think that they would be, because there's not a lot of big guys in that room. It's a very strong room, and a lot of potential weapons to be used on defense. And so, again, answers we found on defense. We already knew about Xavier Watts and Howard Cross and Riley Mills. Those guys, Benjamin Morris, when he's healthy, we already knew those. Those guys, those weren't questions that needed answered. The answers that we did find, that really like the depth at the defensive tackle position for the 2024 season. Christian Gray, Jaden Mickey, both outstanding players. If you got to go into a game against anybody on the schedule next year, and those are your two corners, you're going to feel like you can compete with anybody next season with those two guys. And then if Benjamin's healthy, you're able to get a portal guy, you're going to be able to shore that up. But you feel good about where you are now. Breakout spring from a Don Shuler. That was very, very important for Notre Dame. It was arguably the biggest question that needed to be answered. And then also the talent linebackers, everything we'd hoped it would be. You know, it's like, I think about things where, you know, guys, you know, I love using movie quotes, right? And you remember that scene from Office Space where he said, what'd you do this weekend? And he's like, absolutely nothing. And it was everything I thought it would be. That's kind of, you know, what I've kind of think about the linebacker room. Like, what did you learn about the linebacker room that you didn't know before? And I'm like, absolutely nothing. It's everything I thought it would be. You know, like you thought that it would be this, 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 and this, but you have had it confirmed. And to have it confirmed the way that you did, you can say, hey, look, there's a lot of work to be done. And Max Bulla's got a lot of work technically to still work with these guys on and be assignment correct and getting Drake to have more command of the defense and get Kingston to have more command of the defense and find out who's going to play where and at what match and, you know, or what amount and all this type of how are we going to match up with this team personnel-wise or that team personnel? I mean, there's so many questions that have to get answered about the room. But the one thing that you can go on your paper at home, if you're taking notes on questions and answers, get your Sharpie out and you can write this one in Sharpie. It's not going to change. This is an incredibly deep and extremely talented and athletic linebacker room. And that's something that you can be excited about. Will it produce at a high level? That you might want to write in pencil. But the talent is outstanding. The depth is outstanding. And that's certainly a good place to be because there's no way to answer the will they be productive question right now because they're not playing any games. I mean, Drake Bowen could go out in the scrimmage on Saturday and make three or four tackles for loss and look like, you know, $1 million. And I'd still say, okay, but it's a spring game. I don't care. I need to see it in the fall. But what you have to be excited about, however, is, okay, the talent is there. And then, you know, like I said, I'm not even talking about Jack Kaiser because we're not previewing the linebacker room. We're talking about answers that we found to questions. Jack Kaiser was not a question other than where's he going to play? Well, I don't think we know the answer to that yet because of all the things that I just said. But this is an incredibly, incredibly deep and talented room. And if you're a Notre Dame fan, you should be excited about it. Like this group has a chance over the next couple years to be really, really special. And it's young. I mean, you've got Jack Kaiser as a six-year senior. After that, Jaden Sneed's as a redshirt sophomore. Drake, Preston and Jaden Osby are true sophomores because of the fact he's on a mission. Kahano Kia is a true sophomore now. You've got Kingston's a true freshman. And then you're going to get Teddy Rizak and Bodie Cahoon in the fall. They're not even here yet. It's hard not to, like Max Bulla has to be thinking to myself, this is what I was gifted by the football gods as my first full-time coaching job is this room. Thank you. I don't know what I did to deserve this, but thank you. That's got to be what Max Bull is thinking. However, it's also going to require him to coach at a high level to make sure he can then get the most out of it. So it's not like if the linebackers are great, you don't give any credit to Max Bull because the talent is great. There's a lot of coaching, a lot that needs to be drawn out of that talent, and that's his task. But as a coach, like guys, I remember when I got hired at Duquesne to coach receivers. I mean, you pop on the film and you're like, oh, Lord, thank you. thank you, Jesus, so much, because you're giving me this room. Now, it needed work, and I needed to coach it, and they were losing their all-time leading receiver the year before, and I had some things I had to do as a coach, but like, I don't screw this up. There's so much talent. Don't screw it up. Do what you do. Get the most out of it. And that's what Max Bulla has to do. He's got a ton of talent in that room to work with. Now it's about him getting that talent to play fundamentally sound, to be assignment correct. Him and Al Golden have to figure out who's going to play where, when, and how. But, man, this room is absolutely loaded. And that's certainly something to be excited about when you look at the Notre Dame team. So those are the answers, folks, that Notre Dame has found. Going to move on to some questions here as we get into part two of the show. But before we do that, do me a favor, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, share this podcast. We'd greatly appreciate that. If you have not done so, sign up for the message board at boards.irishbreakdown.com. If you're asking why we haven't talked about a potential visitor this week, that's a transfer, a portal guy. It's on the message board. I put an Intel piece on the message board about a half hour, 45 minutes before the show started. So if you were a member of Irish Breakdown, you would have seen that already. If you're on the Champions Line at boards.irishbreakdown.com. If you're not a member, well, this is just another reason why you need to be a member. So you definitely want to check that out, because I talk about that player, why he's a guy the staff might be looking for, and where things stand on the message board at boards.irishbreakdown.com.